Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Tuesday, April 26th, 2011.
Episode, Yeah. Anyways, okay, here you go. 6.5.01.
Alrighty.
Well, since the league is in limbo with their season,
I think this should be the dream sequence.
This is just the limbo.
We finished six.
By doing the Ravy show.
We haven't started seven.
Well,
we can't start seven. Because there's not a league season.
Until there's a league season. There's still other things to be negotiated out.
Well, the bottom line
there
is,
you go.
And we'll get to that afterwards, Stephen, though.
But 6.5. So we just do it 6.5?
There certainly can't be episode 7 if there's not a league season. So this is just
you know, a season 7. You said episode 7.
No,
and I was like,
that was a while ago.
Yeah.
I might have even been in that one. I don't know.
Actually, no. He stopped with episode 6. Okay. So.
Well,
let's just get to it anyway.
Let's get to it.
All right.
We got a lot to talk to you about.
Bringing American football to the world. It's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Now, I think it was best said by the great Vince Lombardi when he said this.
What the hell's going on out here?
Exactly.
Wasn't he talking about a particular play and nobody was running the right?
Okay, so his personnel weren't doing exactly what he wanted them to do.
Yeah.
But the question of
what the hell's going on out here?
Pertains to this situation probably better than it did his situation in 1963.
Well,
I'm guessing.
And the situation is?
The situation is, well, see, Steven has always been reticent to talk about the labor dispute because he's humnumbered it.
Yeah.
And, you know, when something's been
humnumbered. It is an entity which I do not wish to talk about.
Right, but I have followed it so closely that I actually have read every single
page. Did you read
page,
all 89 pages?
All 89
of what
pages.
That stupid woman had to say?
Stupid woman who had some nice things to say about you and me.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Great woman. Fantastic.
Wow.
Woman.
You're so fickle, Steven.
She mentioned us in the 89 pages?
Not by name, but she sure did refer to us.
I see.
She sure as heck referred to us, our listeners, everybody who plays fantasy football, everybody who owns a sports bar. She referred to all of us in total in an entire paragraph.
I see.
And I want, Steven, can I just come out of the gate with a rave? And get this off my
chest. Sure. We're raving.
I've got a rave. Give me a sound.
We haven't raved. I don't even have a sound. Because, I mean, we haven't raved.
Well,
and
I'm going to let Lombardi
rave. Inconceivable.
No, wait. That's not a rave.
This will do, Steven.
What the hell's going on out here?
That's not a rave.
It is, because this is what Judge Nelson of the Circuit Court in Minnesota said.
You want to give her a game ball?
Game ball.
Heck yeah.
There you go.
She gets a nice game ball.
Game ball to the judge.
Game ball to the judge.
Because she writes 89 pages.
And on page 87.
Yes.
Is Article 4 of the ruling. The public interest does not favor the
what
lockout.
Interest?
The public interest does not favor. I don't want to know what your naughty mind thought of.
That's, you know, I'm
I
like,
don't
wow.
Wanna know. I don't want to know.
Why
what
is she talking
mind.
About that interest? Okay.
All right. Does not favor the lockout. I'm going to read this final paragraph.
All right. The whole paragraph?
And it's got some legalese in it, so don't gloss over and go
right.
to sleep.
I mean,
the final factor in this analysis is consideration of the public interest. Indeed, the Supreme Court has reiterated that courts, quote, should pay regard, particular regard for the public consequences in employing the extraordinary remedy of an injunction. Here, the NFL argues that labor law policies in favor of collective bargaining weigh against an injunction and that any countervailing antitrust policies must give way. But because the union's disclaimer is valid and effective, the labor law policies of collective bargaining must give way to the antitrust policies of favor of competition. Now, stay with me. Here we go. On an economic level, the public has an interest in the enforcement of the Sherman Act, which is the basic foundation of all antitrust laws, the Sherman Act. If you go back to your high school civics notes, you'll see that. Which, by seeking to ensure healthy competition in the market, has a broad impact beyond the immediate parties in this dispute. That would be you and I. Moreover, the public ramifications of this dispute exceed the abstract principles of the antitrust laws, as professional in football, get this, involves many layers of tangible economic impact ranging from broadcast revenues down to concession sales, and of course, the public interest represented by the fans of professional football who have a strong investment in the 2011 season is an intangible interest that weighs against the lockout. In short, this particular employment dispute is far from a purely private argument over compensation. That's her way of saying, we're getting reamed.
Okay.
Yes!
We lost half the listeners there at about minute four.
Well, then they missed out on something very dramatic.
I hear what you're saying.
It's awesome. When? I mean, but, it's like she read my article, Stephen.
I hear what she's saying on that page, but why did she have to write 89 pages? I mean, she could have just given us that, and that would have been the end of the story.
That should have been the end of the story.
Right.
It should be the beginning, middle, and end of the story. The fans are getting reamed. You guys need to get your butts back to work and stop this nonsense.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
so,
Commissioner
so
Goodell.
So players started showing up to work today, and they're like, yeah, you can come in. Don't use the weight room. We don't have anything for you to do.
By the way, we
and,
gave the strength and
don't
conditioning.
Don't hurt yourself.
We gave the strength and conditioning staff the day off today.
Yeah.
Did we forget to tell you?
And they're probably off all next week, too.
They're off as long as you're going to show up.
And probably the week after that. We sent them...
they went
Cabo.
On a cruise.
We
yeah.
sent them to Cabo.
It was, they're doing some team building exercises that have them
That's
out
right.
of the facility.
That's right.
For the foreseeable future.
Yes.
As long as you clowns keep showing up.
Buddy to the show, Jason LaConfora, was at the Baltimore Ravens complex today. He said, however, nobody showed up. Not a single Raven tried to show up at the complex, and he asked the front office personnel that was there, what would have happened had anyone showed up? They were like, we would have let them in, but the gym's closed, and the locker rooms are closed.
They can go at lunch.
So basically, you could come to work, but there is no
but
work
you
for
can't
you. There is
work.
Nothing to be had. You can't do jack.
Yeah, we
because
are
now
through.
Here is my problem with, you know, if you're going to drag me into this whole talking about the CBA.
Are you unhumnumbing?
I mean, you kind of did that for us, and, you know, so here we are 8 minutes into
it. Unilaterally.
Talking about it. But anyways, my problem now with the owners is this. Goodell has said for the owners that negotiation is the best policy.
It's the only policy.
And we're not going to accomplish anything through litigation.
Right.
So now this judge has come out and says, you know what? Get back to work. Stop messing around.
Right.
And what does the league want to do?
Litigate.
We want to stay. We're going to appeal. We're going to appeal that we don't. No. We're going to go back to court. We're going to appeal this.
Yeah.
And we may have to take it to the 8th Circuit of the Justice of the 15th.
In St. Louis, Missouri.
Wherever. And I'm like, wait a minute. You guys were telling me all along.
That you didn't want litigation.
You didn't
litigate.
Want litigation.
You went negotiation.
You were done with the litigation.
Nothing
basically,
is going to happen through litigation.
The judge just told you.
She unlitigated it.
It's done. No more litigation to be had.
All done. All
Get
done.
Back to work and come up with an agreement.
All done.
And now, let me see. Trisha is giving me up to the minute news. Give me the news.
Wait.
Jeffrey, talk about up to the minute news. CNN reporting from Washington that Washington Redskins football player Albert Haynesworth has been charged with misdemeanor sexual abuse involving a waitress in a Washington hotel bar.
He grabbed up a waitress at a bar, and she found out he's big, fat Albert Haynesworth, and she sued him. What is his behavior is uncondonable.
Yes.
However, if it was just a regular schmuck filling up a woman,
she was going to be all right?
She would still be poor.
She just would be suing.
She'd be upset, and she would have been violated, but she'd still be poor.
You don't go putting your hands. I don't care whether you're rich or poor.
Well, but the point is, if you're rich, the person who was violated
right.
can get some cash.
What's wrong with that?
No, that's good. I support
mean,
that.
I'm actually going to ask Albert if he'll violate me a little bit. Because I would sue him for
not
some money.
Not that we're making light of sexual
we're not,
violation.
We're not.
He's just trying to pay her.
Is that...
He put his credit card down the front of her shirt.
Oh,
he did what?
He took his credit card and tried to swipe it down her cleavage, apparently.
That guy is just...
He's dumb
wow.
as a stump, and what are you going to do? He's making a lot
wow.
of money. Making more money than you and I will ever
that
even be able to imagine.
That is just stupid.
Hey, hey, hey.
Wow. All right. I can't even continue talking
wow.
about it.
Wow. Hey, we got to give him a good old boy for that.
Please.
Come on. I don't know where it is.
Here it is. For Albert Haynesworth.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
No harm at all.
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Waitress, got more. What's up?
Can I get a quote from Albert Haynesworth?
Uh-oh. He actually said something?
His attorney
said something.
Called the indictment disappointing, regretful, and a difficult case for the government to prove. Thank
the
you.
Indictment or his behavior?
Well... He says the indictment, but I think he might be talking about his behavior.
Seriously, talk about disappointing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Will be difficult to prove. Really?
I don't know. Is there DNA on his credit card from her cleavage? I'm just wondering.
Take that in as evidence. All right. Well, since we're talking about players now, I'll talk about
players.
Chad Ochocinco,
yeah.
who has gone on Twitter. We all know him and love him and
Is
follow him on Twitter.
Is he ever not on Twitter?
I've done all I can for the Bengals. I think I'm out.
Nice. I thought the I'm
now
out.
Now that Carson Palmer has pretty much jumped on the train out of Cincy, looks like Chad wants to follow him too.
And everybody and their brother knows that Cincinnati is looking at a wide receiver in the draft.
Okay.
So the writing's been on the wall for a long time. They don't expect T.O. back. Mm-hmm. They don't expect Ocho back. So, we all knew this. Chad, I'm surprised Chad has taken you this long to do the simple math.
So you think the Bengals are taking A.J. Green?
If they're smart, okay. He is an amazing wide receiver. Okay. And I am gently segueing us to the draft, Stephen. As we will
Please.
Be
draft.
24 hours from now. 24 hours from now, we should be in the air... Headed to New York City, baby. Radio City Music Hall. First JFK Airport, hopefully. I hope they don't actually drop us off at Radio City Music Hall. That would be a long fall. Hopefully we'd fall on something soft, like that waitress. Or Albert Haynesworth, for that matter. I bet if you fell from an airplane and hit Albert Haynesworth, you'd probably live.
And in one day, 20 hours, 3 minutes, and 46 seconds, we will start with a live... Live blog cast from Radio City Music Hall, where you can follow everything we have to say about every single pick taken on day one, day two,
day
and
three,
most of day three,
as much of day three as seems pertinent, because we got.
I don't know. I think
Yankee
I got. I got
to
stay there for irrelevant, Mr. Irrelevant.
Mr. Irrelevant. I want to applaud
Yankee
him.
Game may not happen,
and then we got the Lombardi Show that night.
Yes.
We got a lot going on Saturday.
I feel odd asking for the Yankee hookup.
Because, a few innings?
Yeah, I don't. If I'm going to
take
the time
to. D-train to the Bronx, you get
if
off
I'm taking
the
time
stadium,
to asking someone to get me into the stadium.
We're paying our own subway fare.
I don't believe in just leaving after a few innings. That's not cool. In my eyes. To my friends.
Do you know who we are?
All right. And on that note, we'll move on.
Clearly, you don't know who we are.
Clearly. I don't know who we are. Anyways, well, what do you want to talk about the draft? I mean, we're going to be there.
We are going to. So here's the deal.
If you're in New York and you're not there, well, you know, you don't have to be there. But if you are there.
This is like the iPhone commercial, only confusing.
Yes.
You're not at the draft.
Well, there's
at
an
the
app
draft.
For that, by the way.
There is. There's NFL.
And by the way, we've got what are we? Are we passing our draft sheet to the show donors?
All I know is that there's a big clock ticking on a flight to take off tomorrow, and neither one of us has done 1 ounce of packing, 1 ounce of planning, and thinking through what we even need to bring.
Just sending a couple emails. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but what do you want me to send and when?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Morning.
Because it certainly won't be later tonight.
Right.
I'll be lucky to make
so
it home
tomorrow
alive.
Morning, send the spreadsheet. And my notes.
Well, the buttons work for them because it didn't work for me.
Well, because you're on a stupid Mac. So,
you're on a stupid Mac, which now makes up 25% of the population, this spreadsheet that is beautiful.
Look,
that
it's an Excel macro for every button, and the buttons should work. They work. They worked on my Mac. What version of Office are you running?
The newest.
I don't know. I'm running the newest one too. So,
I'm running MicroSquish Excel. About Excel version 14.1.0, latest installed up.
All right, well, here, let me show you. Let me show you how it should work.
How the thing's supposed to work. You're running 2010
on
the PC.
That's the newest one on the PC.
Right.
But I'm running 2011 on the Mac, too. It worked on my Mac.
I don't know.
All right, here's the main sheet. Okay. So here you go. So you come to the first one.
I noticed immediately, Stephen, that in the 17th pick, the New England Patriots have a draft pick. Well, what the heck's up with that? Because they're a really good team. They shouldn't be picking at 17.
Well, if you look in the notes, there's a
button that
says from Oakland. And when you click it.
What up with that?
Hey. Oh. That's probably what you need to do. You need to enable the macros. Did you enable the macros?
I did when I opened it.
Okay, so I just enabled the macros because it asked me, do you want to enable the macros? Yes. And then you click from Oakland. What?
It's not working for him on his PC.
Oh, man.
I am sorry, because it's beautiful, and I'm sure a lot of work went into it, but that's funny. That's funny.
It's not funny.
Oh, it's kind of funny. It makes for good radio.
There it is. What happened? Oh, Stephen Miranda.
Stephen Miranda.
I am such a dweeb. Here. Here. Here you go.
Look, I don't program in Virtual Basic or whatever it is that Microsoft requires for macros.
Because I changed the name of the stupid worksheet.
Of your source file?
Yeah.
Nice.
So now I do from Oakland.
Still, hey, we'll troubleshoot this on a different show.
I'm saving it.
We know that troubleshooting Excel spreadsheets makes great radio. Thank you, Trisha. Support. She should be in here every show. It pops up. New England receives Oakland's 2011.
There it is. So it tells you, it highlights.
It's a note.
New England receives Oakland's 2011 first round pick for
defensive lineman Richard Seymour.
It tells you who it was.
It tells you the situation.
Yes, it does.
How it is that New England.
So you go back down and you're like, hey, why did the Patriots get this from Minnesota? Oh, because they traded Randy Moss.
There should be an Uber button, Stephen, that says, why does New England always have so many picks?
Yeah.
Because they're really, really smart.
Yeah, this one right here, this particular one in the third round. New England receives Minnesota's third round pick for Randy Moss and a 2012 seventh round pick.
Yeah, that's the one that's probably going to hurt more.
That is Minnesota makes, that's just stupid.
When Minnesota gives away that trade pick next year.
So that's what. So did you change it down there? Change that where it says trade notes. Change it to sheet two.
Sheet two.
See, and that's what I get for trying to be all.
From Oakland. Runtime error 9.
Did you put a space?
What between sheet two? Yeah.
No space altogether. Did I say sheet space two? No. I said sheet two.
Oh, well, there's your problem right there.
Listen, follow directions.
Yeah, most of us humans from Oakland, clicky click. Oh, my gosh, it works!
See?
This I'll send to show donors, okay?
Now that it's fixed, send it to show donors.
I don't like to send stuff that's broken. I'm funny about that.
Well, see, I fixed it. There, I troubleshooted my own shoot stuff. Anyways, and you also need to send them this email, this link,
which I will send.
It's www.nflrnr.com/ live-events.
Did he say space-events? No. So follow instructions,
www.nflrnr.com/live-events. And what that's going to do, Jeffrey, is what we're going to be doing during 6.5. I don't know if it will carry into 7, if we ever get to 7. But for 6.5, there will be live events where you and I, we will be giving opinions on whatever it is that's happening. And people can follow along and post their comments, and they can ask us questions. And if we want to answer some of those questions, we can put it in the stream and then answer the question.
You can ask Steven to go streaking on the stage.
And I will probably put it in the stream and then say I can't. But the cool thing is, too, with the iPad, which I will be taking, iPad 2, we will do some video, and we could do the video and put the video right up in the stream.
Are you technology
we
dropping?
Could take,
it's like name dropping, only as technology.
Technology dropping. We could take images and put it right into the stream. So I'm really excited about this cool little thing that I've built into the site.
With my iPad 2, did I just technology drop there?
I think you did, yeah.
Wow. I can actually be monitoring the feed and inserting photos?
Well, you have to drop the photo from your iPad onto the computer, but yes.
Oh, so I have to do it from a computer. I can't do it from...
I haven't checked! Let me go
Let's troubleshoot that, because that's what the listeners want. They want the troubleshooting episode.
Wow.
You know, the problem with having Trisha in the room is I feel like I want to play to the audience.
Yeah, don't play to the audience.
I know.
Because you know what? She'll
just
laugh just for you because, you know, she loves you.
She's cool that way.
She loves you and she wants to be.
Seriously. Reading.
And so what do we hear every 2 seconds? Who is that?
She only laughed once.
Okay.
I've been trying to make her laugh more and it's not working.
All right.
All right. You keep reading.
So did you hear that the Pittsburgh Steelers are trying to reunite the Pouncey brothers? I think they were separated at birth and now they're trying to reunite them and put them together on the same football team.
I thought they were conjoined twins.
Okay, they weren't separated. They weren't separated at birth. I'm sorry.
And then they surgically were separated.
No, but you know that Marquise Pouncey, who now plays for the Steelers, he's got a small younger brother who's coming into the draft, and Steelers think it'd be cool to have the Pouncey brothers.
Well, I answer this question. How well has it worked for the Cincinnati Bengals having brothers on the same team? Carson Palmer and his little brother.
Well,
what we've had is complete chaos and losing.
Okay, those are the two wrong brothers.
Don't necessarily equate.
What if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get Tiki?
Tiki and Rondé together.
Well, they already got Rondé, but
I said got them together.
Tiki's apparently making a comeback.
He is,
and he's like, "Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years." I mean, he's just coming out like...
It's a comeback because you went away.
Okay, but he's coming.
This is like the same language that Goodell used in his piece in the Wall Street Journal.
Oh,
this was amazing.
Gosh, now you're yelling at Goodell for writing something in the Wall Street Journal.
I'm ranting on Goodell. He's used the most moronic phrase I can think of. He basically criticized the judge for stopping the stoppage. And Jordan was smart enough to pick up on this.
Stopping the stoppage.
Yeah. Okay. I've got Goodell's article here.
Well, he made a point.
Stopping the stoppage. What does that actually mean, Stephen? That means starting. That means moving, right? That means doing something. Stopping a stop is to move. And moving is good.
Oh, double negative thing.
And moving is good. And so he's criticizing her for creating movement in a labor dispute. And it's not a stoppage. It's a lockout, by the way, Raj. And you know who locked people out? It was the owners.
Ah, yes.
And so
it always comes back to the owners.
Well, no. I mean, the players.
I like our button, by the way.
It's a lovely button. I like the banner. I wish we had a live event banner. In case, you know, people at the event don't realize that they're at a live event.
It's live.
They might think it's
a live event.
Recorded.
Well, it's a live event. I can't wait. I actually
don't forget your binoculars.
I tested. Why are we going to be that far away from the stage?
The place is that. Have you not been to Radio City Music Hall?
Yes, Jeffrey. I've been there the 3 times that I've gone with you. I went both times.
We go our separate ways.
No, I've been.
And I knew you had that one thing with that one rock cat.
This is
and
my
I figured
third.
She gave you a backstage tour.
This is my third time to New York.
You didn't even appreciate Trisha's laughing at that one.
Yes, I'm sure. She's laughing now. Wait till you freaking leave my house.
Leanna, the
Rockhead.
Which
Rockhead do you know?
She's the farthest one on the left.
Huh?
Which one do you know?
Asshole,
you never told me anything about Rockhead.
I'm going to get it now. Yeah. The night before I leave to New York, she's going to be start asking about Rockettes and stuff.
What did I name make up? Leanne?
Yes.
Leanne, yeah, she's hot.
Great.
Okay, so.
See?
Anyways, back to your point. So I'm just criticizing his thing of that this is just, it was ridiculous what he said.
Fans to suffer if the players have their way.
No, he said it's possible that fans would suffer.
Well, it is.
And it's also possible that fans would prosper.
I did.
It's also possible that a tornado will hit the south. Oh, wait, that happened. It's also possible. And everything's possible.
The thing
What's probable?
I did find it interesting about his, you know, players coming out, they're not being a draft. Players just going to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
That would be...
That's a possibility.
It is a possibility.
But it's also really improbable that the league would create a structure of zero rules.
Why not? They're right now,
because
with the judge...
Because it's bad business. Judge Nelson.
Yes, Judge Nelson. Susan Nelson.
I don't think her gender is relevant, so I refer to her as Judge Nelson.
Okay. I just want to know that it's Susan.
She's also a black lesbian.
Why are you making stuff up?
I'm not. Okay, I'm making stuff up because it's not relevant. She's a judge.
Anyways, I'm Judge Susan Nelson.
All right.
So also, by putting the lockout, he's got some points to make for his side.
Yeah, but he didn't
I don't dismiss them all.
He didn't make them very well, and he chose the Wall Street Journal to do it in. And I'm sorry. If you're one of our listeners, I would love a poll of how many of our listeners read the op-ed page of the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
I read it about once every 2 weeks when I get around to it. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you read it, Stephen? Ever?
I've read the Wall Street Journal.
No, the op-ed column specifically, which is the best part of the paper, if you ask me.
6 years ago.
Okay.
That's a long time.
That is a long time. So that's kind of my point. If you put it in the New York Times... Which they're just as happy to run.
Maybe the New York Times did not want to run it.
They would be happy to run anything related to the NFL because it will sell newspapers.
Yeah,
but instead, the Wall Street Journal runs it. Why? Because it's owned by News Corp, which owns Fox, and so it's all part of the partnership.
But the point that I was trying to make is that right now, by when the judge basically lifted the lockout, in essence, we have an NFL right now with no rules.
Correct.
There are no rules. I mean, if they don't get granted the stay, then they're going to have to hurry up and decide we're going to use 2010 rules or 29 rules. They're going to have to come up with some rule, some way to work.
Yes.
But right now, we do, right now at this moment, have a league with no rules. And I think it's cool.
I do too. And I think it would be interesting. I'm not saying good, but I am saying interesting. Don't hear a value judgment. Please. I want Jerry Jones right now to go to
Nnamdi Asomugah and pay him $55 million for 2 seasons to bring him to Dallas.
Well, you wait till hear what I want.
Okay, what do you want?
And this is just for sake of chaos. This isn't what I really want. For sake of pure chaos and making a point, I want Dan Snyder to go sign Peyton Manning, who's a free agent.
He is a free agent.
For $200 million. That's almost as much as he gave Albert Haynesworth. And he's going to play and work hard. And Peyton Manning now becomes quarterback of the Washington Redskins, and they become a good team, and the Indianapolis Colts crumble.
I know you've really been wanting to see that.
No!
You've been dying.
I love the Colts.
You've been dying for the Colts to crumble.
I'm so happy that the state of Indiana follows more than basketball now, thanks to Peyton Manning.
Yes.
But it would go back into the Stone Age, and they had only loved basketball.
See, and now
Larry
Bird. Now you said basketball, so now I got to actually check.
Oh, don't check.
The Lakers were losing, dude, so
well,
I want to see.
Kobe's hurt, man.
I want to see. Oh,
the
they went on a run.
Out. Is it a final? It's got to
be. That is, there's a minute left in the fourth, but they're not catching up.
They're up by 15.
So the Lakers will go up 3-2. Too bad.
What I'm really bummed about is those stupid Sharks beating up my Kings. That bummed me out.
How does a shark beat a king? I don't see it.
Eats him?
But the king would never step into the water.
Lunch. Well, you saying the king can't swim? You saying king can't? He's saying king's afraid of the water?
No, I just saying the king would be smart
Nobody
enough.
Nobody tells the king
not
what to
go into the water.
Shark infested waters. Oh, I tell you, the king's that cool, and he got slaughtered by the sharks. And
who was the dude you used to pick games that way? Well, let's see. The Cowboys are playing the Redskins. Let's see. The Cowboys, they have a cavalry. So the cavalry would come and
they
would circle the Redskins.
Their horses are much faster. Yeah. And they're much better archers. So what? What if these particular Redskins actually got a hold of small arms? They ambushed a group of soldiers and now they have guns. Now what happens?
The Bears are playing the Dolphins. How do you work that one out?
The bear would mutilate the dolphin.
Would the bear be able to catch the dolphin? The dolphin is fast.
I've seen bears swipe fish out of a river.
Fish, not dolphins.
A dolphin's a mammal.
It's not
I understand.
A fish. Okay.
However, it still swims
All
like a fish.
All right. Let's get to the draft. Let's get what are we going to give
the good
our
stuff.
Do you know what? First of all,
no, we're not telling people where we're staying in the city.
No, that's not what I was
going to
say.
It's a holiday.
I was going
just to
say
it down
if
to 55 locations. We
not where we're staying, but I am excited for Radio City Music Hall. What I was going to ask is, are we going to? We don't have the time, unfortunately.
Oh, you want to do a mock draft?
Yeah.
I so wanted to. All day, Sirius NFL Radio.
But anyways,
everybody's been doing them. I heard MJD's tonight.
Oh, really?
It was so great. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look him up.
He's a blooper. Yeah.
He's awesome, though. His personality, he is going to be in the NFL in one capacity or another for the rest of his life. He will probably be
forever.
A general manager. Seriously, he is so smart.
Forever.
And he followed, because he's such a big fantasy football geek, mm-hmm. He really follows this stuff closely.
Yeah, so the NFL is basically saying tweet the draft. I just hope that Dion doesn't do any hops while, he's tweeting.
Hops?
Yes.
I don't know what a hop is.
This whole H-O-P thing.
I only know hop as an ingredient in beer.
Not hops.
You said
H-O-P.
Hop. What is this?
He'll say, like, somebody said this, hop this.
Is it
and
an
hop
acronym?
Stands for something.
Is
yes.
Is it bad? Is it nasty?
Well,
is it
I could say it on air.
Derogatory?
I mean, the H-O-P stands for hold on, playa.
Oh, wow. That's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Hold on,
but it's
playa.
Just that, like, the majority of his tweets lately, that's all they've been. Like, somebody will send him a
Don't
message.
Don't you ever get on a thing
and
where
he'll
you
be like,
use a thing more?
Hop.
Patricia, does Steven ever get on a thing that he won't let go of?
No. I have a plethora of things that I get on.
He'll have a song. When we
one
get
song,
to the airport,
yeah.
He will have one song that
it
will stay with us
stuck.
The entire week. And he'll sing it the entire week. Do you know this about your husband?
I that is true. I will. I can't get
it
out
be.
Of my head.
We don't
we
know
don't.
What it'll be.
We only pray that it'll at least be a good song.
And not Kyle's mom is a big fat. Oh, my gosh. That was one trip.
That was one trip.
Unfortunately, you get to travel with him more than I do.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh,
about that.
Kyle's mom. Okay, we can't sing that on the air. Anyways,
and no, we're not seeing the Book of Mormon while we're there.
But
we're
anyways, tweet the draft. Basically, if you have a comment about the draft, use the hash mark #.
I don't know what that
NFL
means.
Draft. You
the
see
hash,
the bottom?
I know, but I don't mark. Understand what that does.
That basically,
I so
then
don't get Twitter.
You can then under Twitter,
yeah.
You could tell it show me all the tweets that have this hash mark. And so you get everybody's tweets that anybody who's making a comment about the NFL draft will see that comment.
Oh.
And that is how trending topics become. I guarantee you that within the first 30 minutes of the draft, NFL draft will be a trending topic on Twitter.
Of course it will.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how that's
As
how
it is. Should be.
Yes.
Steven, I'm actually remembering, as I started to get really excited about the draft,
mm-hmm.
I started remembering about 5 years ago, the first time you kind of made me get engaged with the draft,
mm-hmm.
And I was driving back from Lake Arrowhead, and I finally got in radio range on the freeway where a sports radio station came in, and they were carrying the draft live.
Yes.
And that drive home was one of the fastest drive homes of my life because I was so enthralled. Listening to it on radio was interesting.
It is interesting.
And then the next couple of years, I watch it on TV, and it's interesting. And then the year after that, it goes to 3 days, and it was just, it was amazing. And it's become one of the highlights, and now we actually get to be there?
Yes, we do get to be there.
Which is why you need your binoculars. We get back to this, Stephen, because there's so much going on in that room. I want as close eyes as I can on all the tables, seeing it's like Tennessee's on the clock. San Francisco's not picking for another 25 picks. Why is there a flurry of activity going on at their table?
I see.
I want to know that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. I want to be able to tweet. What's up with San Francisco, man? They're on the phones like mad. Look for a trade coming up here.
I suspect that they're going to all be on the phone like
no,
mad.
No, but there's from people I've talked to who've been there, you can tell when something's going down if you're watching the tables real closely. And then we're surrounded by fans, Steven.
Yes.
And those, I want to be able to look at those people, I mean, because they're up in the mezzanine and stuff.
Yes.
We're on the floor, they're upstairs, and I want to be able to look around and just see
I may, I may venture up into the mezzanine.
If they let us, I don't. We don't know how much permission we'll have.
Do you know who I am?
No, who we are.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you know who we are?
Well, I heard. I there heard you go. Get kicked out of stuff. So we are fully credentialed for the
kicked out
NFL.
Of stuff?
Like baseball games.
Like bars, baseball
seriously?
Games.
Seriously?
Wow,
seriously,
you really went there in this show?
That's what you're talking about.
No.
No, he wasn't thinking of a Little League game.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with my audience. I appreciate it.
And you were totally in the right.
He was in the right, and she's psychotic. She is psychotic, and Jordan knew who it was. A junior in high school knows which Little League umpire it was just from your description of what happened.
Yes.
He didn't describe the person at all. He described what happened, and Steve, and Jordan says, oh, it had to be what's-her-name. And Steve's like, how'd you know? He says, she's insane.
Anyways, I got a very nice email from the president of the league today, so I'm calm now.
Did you get a get-out-of-jail-free card?
And just FYI,
is he allowed?
He's cleared to coach Saturday.
This weekend while we're not there. Yes. That was the true fun was she banned him from this next
you
week's
can't
game.
You're thrown out of this game, and you can't coach next week.
You
and
mean
I'm like,
when I'm in New York? Wow, okay. Well, I'll do my best to stay away from the game from
really,
New York.
Really going to hurt my team, but okay. We've only been planning me being gone for a month.
She's
okay.
been fired from two different umpiring organizations.
Well,
why does she still have a job?
She was just told that she can't go. She can't
How many times
anymore?
Could one person be fired from umpiring? She would call balls and strikes when Jordan was a kid without looking. She would talk to her friends while eating corn nuts. And by the way, she has no teeth. And she's eating, how you can eat corn nuts with no teeth is beyond me. But she's talking to her friends through the fence, not looking, calling balls and strikes.
Yeah.
Ball, strike, ball, strike. She's insane.
Yeah. She struck out Walter, and I thought she struck out Walter on a pitch that hit the plate. In the front
well,
of the plate.
See, she wasn't looking. She heard the bounce, and it sounded like the catcher's mitt. So she called it a strike.
And
I bet you
strikes him
about?
Out. Strikes him out. Walter comes over to me, and I'm like, it's okay, kid. I would not expect you to swing at that pitch.
I tell my kids, you never swing at a ball in the dirt.
Right.
And a ball that's going over your head. Don't.
Yeah. So,
but I tell them with two strikes on you, if it's between your head and your toes, you better be swinging. Don't ever leave it in the umpire's hands, because some of them are pretty stupid.
Yeah. It was not fun.
Actually a good story. Thank you, Trish. Let's get on to the draft. We got the draft, 7 rounds for those who are new to the game. 32 picks, obviously, per. There's a couple additional picks that are called compensatory.
Yes.
That are
or supplemental compensatory.
Wow.
In the 7th round.
That sounds like something that older adults should take as a supplemental compensatory. Especially if they're not regular.
A supplemental compensatory pick.
Which
if you're a show donor and you receive the email from Jeffrey, the Excel spreadsheet that is now fixed.
It's now working.
You will see which ones are compensatory, which ones are the supplementary compensatory. And basically, 32, there's 32 first and second rounds. Then in the 3rd round, that's when the compensatory selections begin. Those selections are basically a team getting a pick at that round in the draft based on a free agent that they lost and the value of that free agent.
Got
there
it.
You go. So,
okay,
thought I'd give you that little piece of information.
All right. So what we got going on is that the first round of the draft will be Thursday
night. I will
night
be there.
At 8 p.m. Eastern time, because yes, that's the time zone we'll be in. So that's what we're talking about. Friday night.
And at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, we will begin our live blog.
Well, make sure that we have enough time to get from the NFL Players Association event that's right before that.
Yes, it's right across the street.
The first thing we have to do, Stephen, when we get at 5:30 in the morning, we go to our Holiday Inn and we beg the clerk to let us check in early, and we take a two-hour nap.
If they let us do that.
If they have a room available.
If not, we're just going to sit in the lobby and sleep on the couch.
And I'm going to cry because I can only sleep in a bed.
Ouch.
So, after that, we're going to get our credential from the NFL Players Association, then from the NFL proper, and then we have NFL Player Association event, then we have TV with Sky, then we have the
draft.
Ooh, I
forgot TV with Sky.
And we got to look good, even though we just came off a red eye and haven't had any sleep. And we have to make intelligent sentences.
What about food? Are you going to feed me at some point?
Do I always feed you?
Well, I just need to make sure, because you say we're going to do this, and there was no mention of food. So I just had to throw it in there.
We have breakfast as part of our hotel, okay, and we get a pizza every night with our hotel stay. I don't know why.
So I have to eat pizza every night? That's what you're doing? That's the budget.
That's the budget that we have,
wow,
Steven.
Okay.
Going to New York's expensive. And jeez, I'm hoping that Rich Eisen orders too much Carnegie Deli for lunch, and we can mooch off Eisen.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I'm holding my breath on that one.
Rich always orders too much.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we got a lot going on in the draft. So, and then Friday night will be rounds 2 and 3. And then Saturday morning will be the rest of the rounds, 4 through 7. And that's going to be it. And so you don't want to miss. And you want to be online watching the fun. And you want to have a television tuned to ESPN or NFL Network if you have that.
All right, how about some craziness?
Oh,
before
this has
we
been
get
sane
out of here.
Okay.
Before hasn't it been sane?
Yeah, largely not.
It has not been sane for
I
you.
I heard someone say,
"What the hell's going on out here?"
Well, what is, by the way?
What is going on here? I don't know. At this point, Cam Newton seems to be the consensus number one pick, and I want to ask any for the people who think that there's Cam Newton haters. Most of us don't know him, okay? Most of us have never met him. But I have questions about anyone's character. I think he's a stud. I think he's good looking. But when you get kicked out of Florida, University of Florida, for cheating, and you have to go to a JC for a little while, and then you come back, I don't question your athleticism. I question your wisdom. And then when you say you want to be an icon, and then after you win a national championship, you stand on top of the bleachers and start blowing kisses to the crowd. I think you're more interested in being a celebrity than a football star. That's just me. That's why I don't think Cam Newton should be the number one pick. I think he should probably be the number one quarterback, maybe. But not the number one pick in the NFL draft. Steven, your comment.
Well, unfortunately, you're the Carolina Panthers and you need a
you
quarterback.
You have to take a quarterback. The fans will leave the team. And that's kind of why it's a consensus. But why not a Blaine Gabbert? I'm not crazy about any of the quarterbacks coming out this year. It seems like everyone's waiting for Andrew Luck. And then I don't know what we're waiting for next. But it's like we've got 15 teams waiting for one player. I've got news for you. He's one player. He can't fix every single team. Yeah. He can't fix the Bengals, the Cardinals, the 49ers, the Titans, the Redskins, the Vikings, and the Dolphins, and the Jaguars. He can't fix, and the Buccaneers, all of your teams. Oh, sorry, the Buccaneers don't need anybody. But that's how many teams have needs in the
quarterback
position.
I just can't
position
wait to say Prince Amukamara.
Prince Amukamara. I can't wait. There's somebody. Who is it? Is it somebody that we're supposed to fear shaking hands with? He's
Prince Amukamara.
No, it's not the Prince. Scroll up. Marcell Dareus. He is supposed to have the most vicious handshake grip known to man. Like, better than Adrian Peterson's. That is legendary for pain.
Really?
I want my hand broken.
And he just gives people
it's
pain.
It's just what he does. He just he shakes your hand, and his handshake crushes every bone in your hand. I can't wait.
Okay.
I'm going to find myself somebody who can help with broken bones, and I'll be seeing them later.
Nice.
But I want to meet this kid, and
I don't necessarily want a broken hand because I type too much. It's my
life. Just like when Mike Holmgren busted up my finger with his Super Bowl ring, those are war wounds that you're proud of.
Yes. Any draft prospect that you're particularly interested in meeting besides Darius to break your hand?
Have my hand broken? Yes. I am most looking forward to meeting Cam Jordan.
He's
my favorite guy in the draft. Not my favorite player. He's my favorite guy. His dad played in the pros. He grew up in the pros. And I just think he's a terrific kid. He's projected to go in the middle of the draft, in the middle of first round. Yeah. And he's a terrific kid. And I just like him a lot. Defensive end out of, Louisville? Where'd he go?
Big Cameron Newton Jordan is from Cal.
Oh, duh. He was a Bear. That's the only reason I know who he is. Because he played in the
Pac-10. Yeah. Yeah, I'm
interested in... a cool kid. Mark Ingram, obviously, I'm interested in. Because, you know, as we see running backs decline around the league, their relevance in the league, it's sad that there's a lot of good running backs in this draft, but they're just not as important as they used to be. And this becoming more and more of a... Why is the league becoming so quarterback-centric when we don't have any? That's really a quandary that deserves its own article.
Why is the league becoming so quarterback-centric
when we don't have very many good ones?
Wow. So wait a minute. I'm looking at...
This is why six quarterbacks could go in the first round. And
check
it will
this
be
out.
Really ridiculous if they
I
do.
Am looking at the first round projections
right.
of Steve Wyche.
Steve Wyche.
Friend of the show.
Patty Kerwin.
Friend of the show.
Bucky
Brooks.
Never heard of him.
And Brian Baldinger. Okay.
Met him at the Super Bowl.
All right.
Needs to wear a little less makeup. I'm saying, for TV even. It comes across on TV. When I met him at the Super Bowl, I'm like, wow, that's a lot of makeup. And next time I saw him on TV, wow, he's wearing too much makeup.
The only running back
Mark
taken
Ingram
in the,
first,
first round.
Yeah.
And that is...
Well, I can't even see it. I just know.
And that is...
Hopefully.
Two of them have him going at 28th to
no
the Patriots.
No one has him going 24th to New Orleans?
Nope.
Come on!
Two of them have him going 28th to the Patriots.
Yeah, that
one of
sense.
Them pick has him going 32 to Green Bay.
That's a good pick, too. But
nobody, and it's Steve Wyche that doesn't even have a running back going off the board.
That's not unusual at all. I mean, the game has fundamentally changed. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if
still
Leonard...
Still need somebody run the ball.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if Leonard, the top tight end in the draft, went before the first running back. That would not shock me, because that is how much the game has changed. That it's almost a stud tight end is more important than a stud running back. Because we can get three guys to carry the ball on different... We'll have a little scat back, we'll have our bruising back, and then we'll have our just every down back, and okay, fine.
I mean, because I'm looking at the Bengals, and they could use running back.
Big time, but they're still supposedly going after wide receiver A.J. Green.
I'm looking at the Cardinals.
They don't need a running back. They
really?
Got Fitz.
They had anybody who... Fitz is a wide receiver.
We're talking about running backs.
Sorry.
My mind is on A.J. Green.
Yes,
I just was
don't worry
at
about
A.J. Green.
We're talking about
Mark
running
Ingram,
backs.
Right. No. Oh, heck yeah. If you think that Timmy Hightower and Stevie Breston and et al. Or whatever, Hightower is a running back.
I think the Redskins had running back issues.
Redskins have serious running back issues. Lots of teams do. But again, this is a draft where you can get... There's five or six pretty good running backs that you can get the second, third, fourth round.
It's going to be, you know what, I would.
Who are you interested in meeting?
If I did a mock draft, I'd be all over the board. And do you know that Budweiser has a $10 million challenge?
Yes, I did. Dee Dee actually called me at home.
Yeah.
When she found out, she's like, Jeff, you got to do this. I said, honey. I'd have a better chance winning the lottery.
Yeah. So you get if you get all 32 picks correctly in the first round.
But you can't.
$10
$32 million. That's how impossible it is to get all 32, that they're willing to wager $10 million and an insurance company is willing to take that investment on insuring it, because here's what you can't calculate is trades.
Yeah.
You can't factor that in. You have no idea what a team's going to do. You have to know what 32 teams are going to do based upon what the 31 other teams do. That's what's 32 to the 31st power, Steven. Okay, that's a really big number. Can we just leave it at that? That's the number of things that could happen that change what the Kansas City Chiefs are going to do with the 21st pick. Oh, everyone knows that they're going to take Mike Pouncey there. Really? Well, what if Pouncey's not even on the board there? Oh, well, then,
you've already missed.
Well, then, if they knew Pouncey was going to go, then they would trade up with... Well, that just jacks your whole board now, doesn't it? One trade changes everything.
And I guess that's why
we're going to go
and watch.
Someone described it as the best reality programming of all. Because it's the NFL, which we all love.
And then you have the Oakland Raiders that might miss their pick. And so somebody gets the pick before them. Sorry, Raiders. Sorry, Raider fans.
The Oakland Raiders are still on the clock. When you're ready with your pick, we're ready to take it. But there's players going off the board. Okay, that's it. We got to go.
And then Al Davis goes,
what?
It's my turn. It's my turn.
What?
Sorry, Al. We moved on.
Al doesn't have quite as high a voice as that. He's more, what?
All right. That is all the time we have. It's short show tonight. We've got to pack tomorrow morning. We got to get on a jet plane. We got to go to New York. New York, baby.
New York City. Here
and people, if you want to suggest a song for me to sing all weekend to annoy the bejesus out of Jeff, send emails to both Stephen and Jeff at RIRN.net and let us know which songs I should just sing all weekend.
The Carpenters, we've only just begun. That would work.
I don't know it, so there you go. Has to be a song that I know, first of all.
Which means it's going to be a song that is annoying because Steve and I have very different musical tastes. So
y'all about to make me lose my mind up in here. That might be it right there.
Really? I thought it was going to be...
At the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
Not Copa. This is all the time we have, as you can hear me yawning out of here. Steven Miranda.
He has to fly later today. And Jeff Ellis, wishing you the best. And how do people join us and follow us on the draft?
NFLRNR.com/live-events.
Will there be a link from our main page?
Yeah, it's already there. Follow
the
NFL draft with Steven and Jeff.
Just go to NFLRNR.com.
And then
what's so hard?
On the upper right-hand side, it says 2011 NFL Draft Experience. You click there, and it takes you.
You don't click there. You click here.
Okay, click here.
It actually says click here.
It does say click here, and then it takes you to the page where you can follow us live.
Do people have to give us all their personal information details?
No. This.
Can we ask people to please put in a real name?
They do have to put in a real name.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, you can.
It doesn't have to be a real name. I mean, they could put in Bubba.
Scuzzbag 241.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's just so annoying. Put in some allegiance. Make some code.
Yes.
Like this is Tim.
Cowboy
Ram.
Steven.
Rams Tim. You know?
Yes.
Just something so we know who you're rooting for and who you are.
Well, you know what? We are running. We are both the moderators and writing of this live blog.
Can we kill
so
people?
So we can say, no, here's the deal.
We can say,
if you want to make a comment, and the only way your comment's actually even going to be considered to go into the stream is if, for name, you put your name and Theban Legions. So, Stephen Cowboys. Jeff Rams.
Jeff Unknown. Jeff, too early to
and,
tell.
And if you don't follow those rules, then you don't get into the stream.
And you know what we say? Neener, neener, neener.
There you go. See? Because we got it going on like that.
Because we rule the school. Because do you know who we are?
You know what? We're out now. Once again.
Jeff Ellis.
Stephen Miranda for NFL Rants and Raves.
Enjoy.
Episode 6.5.01.
We'll see you at Radio City Music Hall.
Well, we won't actually see you there. unless you actually are there, then we will see you there.